So in the all three models, you'll see three staff development days, and all three models are in the same location as we sit now. First one would actually be September 4th. That's the Friday before Labor Day. Labor Day won't be on the 7th or until February 7th this year. Second will be November 3rd. That's in collaboration with our election commission. That'll be election day. So that's staff development day. Some of our schools will be used as polling places. And then the next one would be obviously the first semester, first day of the semester when we come back, which I think is January 4th, I believe. So that's our three staff development days. Other than that, you got 2 weeks in between semesters. If I had to sum it up for you as you discuss and vote, option one is same calendar rolled over. Option two, the big difference is the week of Thanksgiving. And then option three is we don't come back till August, which students will not come back till August 10th. That option's in there because we do have a portion of teachers that are teaching through June because of summer scholars.